I want to start the third perek. I learned with a group of Bachman. We did the first perek twice already. So I want to try starting the third perek. The third perek I did one summer's man. I think, why should we hear that summer's man? But the third perek, I want to start the third perek now. It says, Akavya ben Mahalalel Oymer. Akavya ben Mahalalel says, Yistakel b'shloisha dvarim. Vein ata bole de'aveira. He says, there, a person should look at three things, and he won't come lidei avera. We'll be medayik a little later, the word lidei. Da me'ayim bas, a person has to know where he comes from. La'an at ha'ilich, and where he's headed. V'lifnei mi at ha'asa likin din mecheshbin. And in front of who he's going to give judgment. Me'ayim bas, so where he comes from, the tipa srucha. He comes from a ratted tipa, from zera that gets... germinates, thinks the word, it gets, it's tipas rucha, he comes, that's where the person is created from. Ulana toilich l'makayim, to a place offer, rima v'seileya. There are many, many diukim to make on this mission. I'll tell you some of the diukim. I would like to be mitaretz them, but there's bigger. I'm not. And every mishnah is loaded. I'm going to try generally to have one mahalach on a mishnah to focus on one thing. Every mishnah is kemat ein shir, what you can focus on. Try to focus on one thing. But maybe we'll speak out. The diukim here are. It says. Many diukim here, it says istakil b'shosh dvarim, what's the pshat of istaklus, and then it says da, it says istakil and da, it says lidei avera, it should say v'inatabola avera, what's lidei avera, it says din v'cheshbin, what are those two things, din and cheshbin, why does it say l'makim offer rima v'seileya, l'anatahilich, l'offer rima v'seileya, the person goes l'offer, what's l'makim offer, he goes to offer, literally, but there are many the other diukim to make, I want to say like this, There's the pshat, I'm going to say a pshat in this mishnah and drush. Drush is not supposed to be saisa pshat, and I'm going to show how it's one and the same. The drush is from Rishonim, from Kadmonim, and I'm going to show how the drush in the mishnah b'etzem agama looks far-fetched, is actually one and the same with the pshat in the mishnah. The Rambam says the pshat in the mishnah, the Rambam doesn't make this deep, but I'm putting all this, the Rambam, the Mishnah says that with this istaklus, with staring at the following fact, he won't bully day aver. The word liyad maral said means near aver. It's not saying he won't do averus. It's saying there's a shayrish which causes aver. There's a root that causes averus. You won't come lidei avera means you won't have the root which causes averus. His maral says only daven every day. Al tivin lo dechet lo deisayim lo zayin. We daven don't bring lidei. The maral says it means now we shouldn't come averus. We shouldn't even come to the shrushim that cause averus. That's when we spala lo lidei avayin v'lo lidei chet right after brachas in the morning. The maral says we're being spala that we shouldn't come to those things that bring liyad. In Eretz Yisrael we say ze liyad akikar ze liyad. Liyad means near. It means liyad, you shouldn't even come near aver, you shouldn't come to that thing which causes aver. Zok to Rambam, the biggest goyim of aver, and I want to be mazbi the Rambam. The Rambam says the biggest goyim of aver is gaiva, is haughtiness, is the biggest goyim of sin, it's the goyim of sin. The Rambam doesn't say the biggest over here. The Rambam says that haughtiness is the goyim of sin, the Maral says it's the biggest goyim of sin. Maral on the spot, in Derech Haim, is the biggest goyim of sin. And this mishnah is taking haughtiness away from a person. So if you take gaiva away, you won't do averus. So the mishnah says you come from nothing. You're headed back to nothing, to dirt. And you're going to be judged by the Rebbe Hashem, you're a piece of dirt. You're headed back to dirt. So you're garnished. So stop doing averus, stop being about gaiva. So I want to be masbir, Rabbi say, we know in our dar, low self-esteem is probably the biggest garim of chet. When a bacher feels low, he's over certain chet yadua, certain famous averus he's over. A person's over much more when he feels low. The mishnah is like a depressing mishnah. What's the pshat of a year? And when things change, like the mishnah chas v'shalom is null and void, give this in a shmuz today. Try this in a shmuz. But I'm going to tell you a mistake of pshat in mishnah. This is a shmuz. You tell a guy you're a piece of garbage. Okay, now the mitzvahs. Gevaldig. Okay, what mitzvah do you want me to do? What's going on? And gaivas, you tell the guy, you come from nothing, you're headed to dirt. The Akronim is the kasha, the Maral and others, many, I saw many is the kasha. I'm putting Maral, it's cooler. Many is the kasha. You come from nothing and a guy's gonna do more of theirs. Morale is the cash. He says in Derech Chaim, the guy's going to do more of theirs. You tell the guy, you come from nothing, okay, now do mitzvahs. He's going to do more of theirs. So do these things and you won't do of theirs. No, you've heard nothing. That's the pshat. And Klar, the Rambam says on the Mishnah, it's coming to take away gaiva. What's going on here? The pshat's like this. A person has two options in the world. He has an option to be neshamadik, to do mitzvahs, to be kosher to the Bnei Shalom, or he has an option to run after Olam Hazeh. He has two options in the world. When he runs after Olam Hazeh, say yes and no, if he runs after the body, is the pshat that he is not kosher to the Bnei Shalom, he's a garnish. You come from nothing, you're headed to nothing. If you run after the body, Zachin, you should know you're a garnish. That's if you run after Tanug Olam Hazeh. If your point in life is mitzvahs, mitzvah means batal hachmat Hashem. What does a mitzvah mean? It's a mitzvah. If your life is an eved, you can't share on ruchnis to the zach, and ruchnis, the pirush is, I'm an eved. So then you're an adam gadol, you're an adam chashuv. You're a risig person. It's not to smash a person, fakert. It's your option. You tell a person, think about these things, and you won't do averus. It will destroy the shayrish. Gaiva is the pshat. The Gemara Nedarim says, that on Daf Tes, that this nazir, the Maral Tzush tells the Gemara on the spot, that this nazir looked in his reflection, he saw he was a good-looking guy, and he says, "My yitzhar, I had a gaiva." The Lashon is, yizgah, ubikash atardeinim in olam. What's the gaiva? He had typhus. He looked good. If I can go to town. What's the gaiva? The pirush of gaiva is that you're a boss. A person has two choices. The choice to be into body or to into ruchnius. The choice of gaiva or avdus. Think about the two options. If I'm into body, I'm my own boss. I work for myself. I work for myself. That's the person thinks. I'm my own boss. And the pshat is if I'm into ruchnius, it's the chenevet for the Rabbeinu Shlalom. The word of being ruchnis is mitzvah, is sivuyim. Bottle to the Rabbanu Shalom, I have a boss. I'm sorry, I can't do that. I have a boss. Not a hefkeris, I have a boss. And that option is the option of gadlus, of nitzchias, of being zoyt chayoylom. So you're not telling the guy, you're nothing, don't do averus. Of course the guy's going to do averus. You're telling the guy that if you're having this, keep this in mind, you want to have Averus, is you want godless. If you're a boss for yourself, you think that's godless. Where do you come? Where are you headed? Bubkis. If you want to be that boss, instead you should be machli yourself, instead you should have anova. Anova is Yer Shemayim. It's open Paskin. Mishlei, anova is Yer Shemayim. You should have anova, and anova is Yer Shemayim, the anova of being an Eved, of being subservient to the Bnei Shalom. The Shalom HaKadosh says, a pshat in this Mishnah, it's a drush, but it's a meridik drush. And you think, come on, where does it fit? But the Shalom, it's brought from Kadmonim, I saw it from other Kadmonim also. He says as follows, he has the following question on the Mishnah. The Mishnah should say, look at three things you won't do averus. Where do you come from Tipas Rucha? Where are you headed to Makam Ofer Rima Vaseleya? And who are you getting din from Hashem? It's not what it says. This says, there are three things. Where do you come from, where you head, and who you giving din? Then it repeats. Where do you come from? What's that extra repetition in the Mishnah? Just say, where do you come from dirt, from Tipas Rucha, where you headed to offer Rima Vesaleh? What's this Lashon? Where are you headed? Where do you come from? Where are you headed, and who you giving din? Stop. That. So the Shalah says, there's actually in this Mishnah, there's two things going on. It's first saying, think where you come from. You're a neshama. You come from Chelek Al Kamima. You're a son of the Ava, Yisav Mitzchin Yankov. Where do you come from? You're a Nerdika person. The Shula says this is not. Where are you headed? Where are you headed? The Olam Haba. You're headed to Pashur Amokim to be with Avram Mitzchin Yankov. You're headed to Tzid Bin Nenemi, Ziv Ashkin. It doesn't pass Averis for you. You're going to be done by the Rabbanu Shalom. You're so chashur, the Rabbanu Shalom cares about your Maisim. That's the Mishnah means. Then it says, the flip side is, where you come from, Tipas Rucha. So the Jewish is a Mardika Jewish. Mardika Jewish. You say it, like, it's like contradicts Pshad, and here you take a pessimistic Mishnah, you turn it to optimistic. So me and Shlomo like it, but come on, say some Pshad. It's not say some Pshad at all. Because even the Pshad, as Pasha Pshad in the Mishnah, is not saying to a person, you're garnished. It's saying, don't do it. If you think this, you won't do Averus. You have Shaykhis to Nitzchias. If you do the Aveira, if you just want to sush up the guf and taiva, where do you come from? Your body, all your body, where does your body come from? Your body, where's your body headed? Your body is going to be done by Hashem. That's if your body, do the mitzvah, there's a high madrega, savad in a drush, shavayis fits into pshat also. The Shalah says that this is the cheshbon that every person has to make, that if he does mitzvahs, a big difference, a big yisayid in Musar is not to add on, is not only to add on to our day. Certainly it's a chashem azach to add on more starim, add on more mitzvah. A big difference separates great people from small people is how he does a mitzvah. I always propose like a chassidish chinuch, a chinuch revolving around mitzvahs. What it means, sivu Yashem. Somebody once found the Chavetz Chaim with Rizika Simcha. He was like being sameach. Reb Chaim Brim said this over. He said he was kamat being roike at the Chavetz Chaim. He kamat was dancing. And he was besimcha, he just was mekayim. He paid a taxi driver. And he did the mitzvah v'yoyim reititein schari. A mitzvah, tzivu Yashem. You were created for that, lekach netzarta. You know what it means? You did tzivu Yashem. You're doing what you're supposed to do. When a guy counts for yourself, a sher kiddushon of a mitzvah. You're holy, you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, a tzivoy, a mitzvah. We do it so cold, with such kriyas. A mitzvah, we should do it this every night. By tzvira, should be a little rikud. We're so cold and embarrassed. We should be freilach and simchadik and lebedik. The Yisai Vishar Shavayda, who is a Litvak, he speaks about all the mitzvahs. He speaks the simcha you're supposed to have when you do mitzvahs. The nerdik of simcha, he always has in every mitzvah kavanah he's supposed to have. But come on, everyone is b'simcha, b'simcha, is a ma'od chashuv, this mitzvah, and every mitzvah, like he says it, ma'od chashuv, yeah, the mitzvah is done b'simcha. That's this Mishnah. This Mishnah is not the depressing Mishnah. The nekuda of the Mishnah is that as much as a person sushtels to gashmias, as much as he sushtels to gaiva, to think he's his own boss, he's going to serve his body, he wants to be misgob, he wants to be misgob, What does he have? He has garnished. If he tzush does to ruchnias, then he's the olam gadol. To answer a few of the diukim, we said, where is he headed to? Lemakim of rima v'seleya, to a place. Why don't you say he's headed to rima v'seleya? The answer is that if the guy's a tzaddik, his body doesn't decompose. A tzaddik, have been tzaddikim that have been interred, they find their bodies fully, because they became a zal level of tzid, because their bodies became kurdish l'ashem also. So it doesn't say you're going off a rima seleh. It's not so posh, this person. It's lamakim. Even that person can think his body's not thicker. He may get tricked. His body's also so chashuv. See, Teretz, you're going lamakim off a rima seleh. Your body's not thicker. Your body chash is going to be in that makim. That's lagabe that shayla. This shayla with din v'cheshbin. What is double lashon? Who are you going to give din and cheshbin in front of? What's din and cheshbin? We're going to get din. What's din v'cheshbin? So, a few pshatim said on this din v'cheshbin. One pshat in din v'cheshbin is a lashon also by Yosef Tzadik. The Medrash says, Oy li yoy ma din, oy li yoy ma teichocha. It's such a lashon of din and teichocha. What's din v'cheshbin here? So, one of the pshatim in din v'cheshbin is said b'shem negra, is that din is your judge, your actions. Besides a person's actions, the cheshbon is how others react, others became because of it. Because of a guy's asmada today, his great-great-grandchild is going to look different, clear. Because of his choices today, he's doing mitzvahs, rachman al-salah averis, his children and grandchildren are going to look different. A guy can have a great-great-great-grandson who's doing certain maisim based on his. Din is your maisim for yourself, and cheshbon is how it plays out. Others were affected by your maisim, descendants, people you mashpi on, their descendants, that's cheshbon also. That's one of the pshatim, and you're going to give din v'cheshbon in front of Hashem, the din for your maisim, and the cheshbon for those that impact. There are other pshatim, but that's this pshat I want to share with you. Legabi will end with this thought. Legabi the estakel, stare at it. Histakel b'shloish dvarim, and don't come, and you won't come to the Aveira. In Musa is a big thing called koyach hatzir. It's a tremendous thing to do, is to look at tziurim. My kid, somebody once walked over to my kid and gave my kid a slap in the face. When we first moved to Waterbury, gave my son a slap downstairs in the dining room. Gave him a slap in the face. Still feel angry at the kid. No, not really. But for a while, I was like so burning at the kid. I felt like such anger at the kid. And I was yoyred that that's how Hashem feels when he heard another yid. Now you might say, somebody asked me Akasha, one second, somebody asked me that, what's that? That's like one of your kids hitting your other kids. The answer to that is only human being is limited. So human being, because my one feeling contradicted the other feelings, I have to balance. Hashem's unlimited. I don't want to be mayrich on that point, but I believe very strongly that the mashal is exact, that it's like a friend, a stranger hitting your kid. Their banish is unlimited. See, each one says Ben Yochan. It doesn't take away the other guy's kid also. But the word is that it's hit me in a murder guy from the love Hashem has to us. And I never felt it so much as when I had a tzir. That's a stakmos. A stakmos is to stare at a tzir, make yourself a picture, becomes real. Give yourself a mashal. I was yoyri then, we say, kirachi above abanim, came to rachim Hashem aleinu. I was yoyri, what's it saying? There are many, many psukim and mamar chazal that are just trying to help us visualize. It's not enough to say your point. It's not real. Hashem loves you. It's not real. Be mistakel, stare at something. See something which gives you a tzir of that. There, Rav Igna Miller says every time you pass by roadkill, you should picture, and he says to picture a certain thing. You picture Kafri Toiv, because it says Nevela. Am Novel is not Makir Toiv. So you see roadkill, picture Kafri Toiv. That's a tzir, it's not even exact. Like what Shaykh is, that tzirim, though, that can give you an exact mashal Hashem. Exact, and you feel it, it's more you live it real. It's a big beside Musar, the Mishloch is saying to be mistakel, to stare. Stakelos means to stare. It's also a stakel in Russian. It's also a stakel at the moon. It says you have to look at the moon to see it before you make Hishachosh. In Shulchan Aruch, it's also a stakel. Stakel doesn't mean to look, it means to stare. You have to look at the moon, you know, to stare. Stakelos means to stare. So, you shouldn't be staring. What am I staring at? I'm dying. I know them. But you're mistakel is this kayach of tzir, of picturing it, of seeing it as real, of trying to picture it, making it more real by a person. It's an avoidus on Musar. And that's something, hopefully, as we go along these avos, one of the things I like doing in Musar is to try to create pictures, mishalim, and pictures, the kayach of a mashal, the kayach of a picture, that instead of being a concept, something that's, yeah, okay, Hashem loves us, becomes a whoa. I felt it. I felt something which made me, I saw it, I experienced it. That's a stakel. So that's Beis Hashem, which is Zoycha, and this Seder to be mistakel. One of the reasons the Klaus is a miracle, and obviously after Pesach, is born Avu Joham. The weather gets nice. I find the winter, Taiv is very much lower. It's a beautiful thing, winter. People run to flood. A terrible zach. People, a person's family goes, it's a mitzvah. A guy, bracha, like runs to Florida, it's mishigas. You run to. We have a bracha in the East Coast, a bracha that the seasons. And in the season of winter, taiva is less pasha. It's pasha to the streets. It's not all over the place. A person feels it's taiva less in the summer. It's like, it's a murdic, a happy time. But it's definitely a big awakening of taiva all over the place. It's one of the reasons Klai Solomon's office is pasha to learn more musr. Pashup the Taivas in the Sirabba, so you could ask I places in the world that it's warm all year round, cold in it, it goes very to Israel, Pesachnish. But one of the reasons is a minig in Klai Yisrael, I guess what Klai Yisrael was. A minig in Klai Yisrael have to pay to learn of us. It's a minig, an old minig had mine. One of the reasons is Taivas in the Sirabba, we tagish mizecha through this extra limit on Musar that the Taivas should be cooled down.